Thank you all for joining the Root Zone LGR study group call on 19th of August 2019. We have Dennis, Edmund, Mariana, Pitinan, and Sarmad on the call. So over to you, Dennis.
Thank you, Sarmad, and welcome everyone again to perhaps one of the last of our working group sessions as we are finalizing the final report, incorporating the comments during the public comment period. So let's right into it. So just going through the suggested edits here, just as a recap for those that were not present during the last meetings. So we heard from Ayana that they like us to just refer as Ayana, do not create this duality PTI Ayana organization, right? So just for that purposes, we are just keeping the Ayana and not using PTI slash Ayana. So moving on, a minor editorial change here. Since the Root Zone LGR version 3 has been released, and just keeping up to date on the version number. Okay, so moving on. No edits on principles. Scope analysis remains the same. We see another remove of the PTI label. Keep going. Recommendation 1 remains untouched, same as number 2. And if you are wondering, we'll still have an opportunity for all of us to do a final review. So if I'm going too fast now, let me know, but do know that there's still going to be opportunity for a final check if we can pick something up. Hopefully nothing material at this point. Okay, so on three we receive a few comments, specifically on the self-identified variant TLD section, and that's where the suggested edits are. Basically just to rephrase or to rearrange the language such that there is no ambiguity as to what the Root Zone LGR purpose is, and that is to validate the labels and calculate their variance. Anything else outside the Root Zone LGR calculations are non-conforming, and therefore the respective supporting organizations need to address any deviance or deviation from it. So hopefully this changing language does that. And we did it in a couple of ways. One is that when using the variant term here, we are using quote unquote, such that it's not saying that it's a variant per the Root Zone LGR, it's a variant because of calculated by something else, right? Any comments on this section? Okay, so hearing none and no hands on the chat, let's continue. 4, section 4 also received comments as to a few clarifications and asking for reordering of the criteria that needs to be used in terms of how to resolve those issues. Number 4, remember, is those labels that are deemed invalid per the Root Zone LGR because of perhaps a copoint that was not included or a context rule that is enforced, same as the whole label evaluation rules and such that, right? And what we are suggesting here is that the in order to resolve those issues, the LGR procedure must be followed, right? And so we'll start with any policy or process that wants to deal with invalid labels. And just to clarify, these are labels that such whose script is supported by the LGR, but the labels were deemed invalid because of, again, either repertoire, context variants, or whole label evaluation rules. And therefore, in order to resolve that, the process or policy needs to account for, first and foremost, conformance with the LGR procedure, and then they can follow the other items here, just to give a clarification. And so the edits reflect that, or hopefully reflect that, right? So again, first and foremost, conformance with the LGR procedure, right, which entails the generation panels and integration panels and the process that, you know, follow underneath those working groups. And also just to make clear or give more education to the potential future policy work, more detail, right? We were talking about conformance with IDNA 2008. We are clarifying that the script LGRs may be changed if justified well. And that's basically, it has to make clear that somebody that applies, or an applicant, TLD applicant, that, you know, sees their apply for label as invalid, it does not mean the end of the world. It means that there's another hurdle that they have to, you know, go through in order for, if there's justification, they can make their case and see their label valid, but they have to follow the process. And so I see some, let me stop, pause here if I have any comments or questions before I go into the comments and see if we have addressed those.
This is Sarma. I'd just like to make a quick comment.
Yes, please, Sarma, go ahead.
Just wondering if 4.2 should come before 4.1. It's okay even in this sequence, but seem like 2008 is a more basic requirement, but for you to consider. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmat, and that's a good point, because when I was writing, right, and I think you remember conformance with the LGR procedure was below, and they say, okay, so which one of these is more, you know, which one encapsulates the which one? And that was is it the LGR procedure or is it IDNA 2008? But I was thinking, my rationale was not every copoint within the IDNA 2008 is eligible for roots on LGR, right? Because you have to go through LMSR. And that's the only reason I put it first, because the LGR procedure basically sets the maximal starting repertoire. And then you go to, you know, but I mean, I don't have any strong preference as to one or the other. But I was just, you know, explaining what my rationale when I decided on this one. But again, I don't have a strong feelings on which one or the other. So I'm very happy to move it, to swap these two. Yep, so, and Edmund agrees. I think IDNA plus NFC as first point is good. All right, no issues. So we'll do this hopefully without disturbing the flow. There you go. All right, and this will go. I'm just let me go just do a quick read, just make sure the change did not remove any of the latest edits. Okay, no, it's reading funny. So let me see there. Let me do this first. I think what we need to do first is to accept. So if we agree on the language here, let's accept all these changes first. And then we'll move. There you go. I think that should be it. Apply for label must be in NFC. I must conform to IDNA 2008. Okay, it's something not reading containing. Was this
so,
original?
Do we need the last part? Can we just stop at? This can be.
Yeah, I think that I think that was intention. Yeah. Something happened there. Okay. Yeah, I think it's. Okay, so apply for label must be in NFC and must conform to IDNA 8. That's it. I think that's the intention, right?
Yep.
Yep. All right. Now we move it. There you go. All right. Now I think it's better. All right. All right. Let's continue. And the last. So the just clarifying this clip LGRs may be changed, and then revalidation of platform label is possible. Whenever a Rootzone LGR version becomes available. Okay. And the other items are just now not needed. Okay, so number five. So number five, if you remember, is about the so number four is when the script is supported, but certain rules within the script deems a label invalid. Number five is a context where the script is not supported at all. So what does the TLD applicant do in this case, or what policy or procedure might be created in order to resolve this, right? Of course, the scope of our work is not policy related, just to lay out or inform what the technical aspects of, these use cases entail. And so number five, remember we had three options for the scripts not supported. Option A was to suggest to hold the application while there is a process to allow for the script go through the procedure and be eligible for Rootzone LGR. And option B was to augment the existing or prior use manual validation, right? Based on the RFC, system similarity, I mean, the DNS panel review, all of that augmented with some of the key items of the LGR procedure. And option C was to basically reject the application, right? Which was, the extreme, and that's not the one that we recommended. So, but I think we supported option A, basically to conform with the LGR procedure. So any process to have a, to validate a label needs to be, the script needs to be incorporated in the Roots on LGR, and therefore they have to follow a process. So this Section 5 was modified such that we don't present all the options. We are just moving those options to an appendix. So there is, for those that want to read the rationale and our just have our discussion available for them to just know, get educated. I mean, that's where we're going to put that information. But as far as FI, we just say that the LGR procedure must follow, and therefore need to follow that in order to get that script validated. Okay, so let me pause here and address some of the comments. I think we have to have some of Sarmat. And okay, so the first one, should there be some additional text here to point? Yes, and I think I put it here on as a footnote. Yep. Does that suffice, Sarmat, or do you prefer? Or
sure, that
you
works.
Guys prefer? Okay. Yeah, there you go. Then do we need this text? So the phone? Yeah. Yeah, I think we don't need it. Yeah, so I'll just go ahead and strike it. Yep. All right. Full stop here. Yeah, okay, so I want to resolve that one. Okay. Some clearing up and move on to the next one. Oh, so it's replacement, so you can read those through that. Okay. I'm just going again, right? All these sections are now removed from the main body of the document, and I transfer those to what is now the Appendix A. Okay, so any questions on five? Yes, Edmond.
Yeah, so just a question. This was drafted quite some time ago. So I like the moving option A, B, and C to Appendix. I think it's much cleaner. One question though, in terms of option B, is it understood that option B, if let's say GNSO or CCNSO goes with option B, that it is possible that it's after that manual evaluation, the application is rejected because it doesn't conform, or it still goes on hold until the LGR is updated, the root zone LGR is updated? Or is there anticipation that for any reason that it could be delegated without the root zone LGR being updated? Am I making sense?
This is Sarmad. I can make a quick comment here. Dennis, we can't hear you in case you're responding.
Oh, yeah. I was on mute. But yeah, go ahead, Sarmad, then I'll go after you.
So I think where we are is that we had three options and we got feedback from IP as well as registry stakeholder group that option A should be the one we should take forward, since we asked the community on which one to take forward. So I guess based on that feedback, we've recommending option A. But while we were having that discussion, we actually discussed that there was some reasonable thinking and analysis which went into, for example, option B, and it would be, we don't want to lose that analysis. And based on that, what we had discussed was that we will move options A, B, C in the appendix so that that analysis remains available in case it is needed. So that's sort of the context of that discussion. Edmund, does that try to address your comment?
So Edmund here, jumping back in quickly. So yes, it does in terms of the intent. Just that right now, looking at option B, it doesn't clarify. I guess it's written elsewhere in the document that says it has to go into root zone LGR first before any delegation happens. But option B doesn't quite include that. I might have missed it if it is in there. So I just think if I've missed it, then if it's in there, it's fine. I'm just scanning through it probably too quickly. But the point is for option B, for it to be viable, we need to make sure that we can start the evaluation and make a decision of some sort. But for it to actually go through the evaluation, the root zone LGR still has to be updated somewhat. So that's just my point.
Oh, okay. So I think I'm getting. So what you are saying is that option B, in your mind, option B is when you use the manual validation up to a certain point. But in order for that label to be move forward to the latter part of the process, namely perhaps delegation or signing the contract, even right one step before that, the root zone LGR needs to exist. I'm sorry, the root zone LGR needs to support that script and therefore be validated. And at that point, either of two things can happen. Is since the root zone LGR now has that script, is that it could be validated and the variance, if they exist, calculated, or the label can be rejected as well, because whatever rule exists in the LGR. Is that basically the scenario?
Essentially, that's what's on my mind right now. And it seems to make sense. And I think earlier on in the document, there's some description of that. I forgot where, but.
Right. So if my recollection is correct, I don't think option B, the way that is written today or now, right, does not address that, or that does not pay any that context, that scenario. I think the way the option B is written is as a standalone process, and we're not saying here, I don't think so. I'll have to go through the details of it, but I don't think we're not saying that this should be used in conjunction with, and we're just saying option, it's standalone, this is only it. But I see where you're going. I think it sounds reasonable because it even supports option A to some extent, right? That everything, no matter what path you take, you have to go through the LGR procedure for a label to proceed.
Right. From what I recall from quite some time ago, option B is really just allowing the process to get started. It still shouldn't override the process, which is what I read from IP's comment to us, their biggest concern. So I think you know, even as we move it to appendix, we should still, it, you know, one or two sentences would suffice on clarifying this, maybe an additional bullet point. But I think that should make it at least, you know, a reasonable option, or else right now, as it stands, it seems to go, at least in my point of view, seems to go against part of the other recommendations.
Thank you. I mean, that's a very valid point, and I tend to agree with you. I think it will make, you know, the position even more, again, stronger as to conforming of the LGR procedure and the principle of this work. So, yeah, we'll adjust that so for everyone to review.
This is Sarmad. I'd like to make a question.
Yes, Sarmad, go ahead.
So I have a comment and a question. The comment actually is that I think where we started from as far as option B was concerned was that we said that for those scripts which are not integrated, it is very similar to the process which we have today where an application or a label is evaluated by, for example, DNS stability panel through a string similarity review process and all that. What we said was that one fallback could be that a label for which the script is not integrated falls back to this manual kind of process which exists today. And we made a couple of, at least one core assumption in that while we were, you know, exploring that option. And that was that when this is evaluated as a label, it must be, or we need to make it clear, option B, I think, focuses on that, is that we're only evaluating the label itself and it has no bearing on root zone LGR. And it should not undertake any decision beyond the label, which actually has any influence on root zone LGR work, which really should be done by the generation panel. So that was the context. So we were trying to clearly disassociate this process with the root zone LGR process, and this was sort of an exceptional thread. Eventually, obviously, the communities come back and said that, no, I don't think they've said, you know, this really shouldn't be done. I guess one option would have been to throw this away. However, we said that, you know, we may want to keep this in case at some point community wants to come back and to re-trigger this discussion, then at least this knowledge is not lost or analysis is not lost. I guess that's the context, at least to my understanding. The question is, the changes we are currently discussing, I'm not really clear what exactly the change is, but does that confuse in any way this process with the root zone LGR process? And if it is somehow trying to connect those, then is that really the direction we want to go? Because initially, when we devised this process, we wanted to do this as a completely disassociated process from the root zone LGR. Thank you.
Thank you. Edmond, I see your hand.
Yeah, so I just want to say I agree with Samad on the context. I don't think I disagree with that at all. If it would be helpful, I'm happy to try to draft an extra bullet point to be added to option B. It should be pretty simple in my mind and see if that works, because really the point is that even if we proceed with the manual process, at the end of the day, let's say it goes, you know, it's deemed to be acceptable in some way, shape or form, then the root zone LGR process still needs to spin up. Even let's say there might be an expedited process for it, it still needs to go through to be updated before, you know, delegation, for example. I think that should be in some way emphasized here, Because I don't want to leave whoever is reading this, to think that this group might have thought otherwise, as in a manual process would actually, like in the current round, lead to a delegation before the root zone LGR is actually updated for those characters or scripts. Does that make sense?
Yes, and it does, and yeah, appreciate you volunteering to suggest.
Sarma.
Yeah, Sarma, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I just want to make one comment. So if this becomes dependent on the root zone LGR process eventually, which is perfectly fine, I think that is a safer way to proceed. Then there is a possibility that it gets accepted through this process and then eventually rejected through the root zone LGR. And that would be, I guess, one of the cases then which we would need to, which would complicate this whole discussion, I guess. So just raising that. Thank you. And in that context, then I'm actually just thinking whether we should even then keep option B as an appendix or just keep it simple and just get rid of the appendix. Thank you.
All right. So more to come on this one. Okay. Any other comments on number five before moving on? Okay. So hearing none, nothing on the chat. So let's continue here. So number six is about the number of variant labels that could be or delegated. And last time we discussed it, we said that we want to remain neutral and point to SAC 060 in that regard, and also point people to the Appendix 6 of the IDM variant TLD recommendations. There's some discussion about the practical problems of too many variants allocated into the root zone. Any additional comments on 6? Okay, so seeing no, let's move on. Next section are recommendations for IANA. Here we receive a couple of comments related to the way that we were characterizing the root zone LGR being as a single XML file. IP was kind to educate us and say it's actually a group of script LGRs and a merge LGR. So there are several XML files that need to be taken into account. So we didn't want to mischaracterize how the root zone LGR is presented, and therefore we just made a few minor edits just to reflect that. So we are introducing the term proposals or script LGRs and the merge LGR, so that there is no confusion as to what we're referring to. All right, and yep, I see a few edits just to clarify that. Also receive a comment about the context rules are also relevant in terms of the rules on the root zone LGR, not just the repertoire variants and whole level evaluation rules. Yep, and minor edits on this section. Any comments? Okay, so moving on to the last one then. So recommendation to GPIP, and basically this is about backward compatibility of the future versions of the root zone LGR, such that they are account to for existing TLDs. And the integration panel pointed out that the LGR procedure did not call for backward compatibility, but we are drawing our recommendation from not from the LGR procedure, but from SAC 060. Again, there's a footnote pointing that resource where we are drawing our recommendation, and yeah, that's basically it. And that's it.
So I actually had a comment, this is Sarmad, on the IP part in the previous last recommendation.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sarmad. Yes, you did. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, this is because of IP potential of them not yet, because it's not within the LGR procedure. So it's basically a job of the generation panels. And, yeah, I don't feel strongly about this again. So anybody has any comment on this one? I see Edmund, your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, on the specific question you just asked, I don't feel strongly either way. So it just means to take out IP, right? This is still a recommendation to GPs. But I still think, I'm wondering, in the case where it is not backwards compatible, what happens to things that are delegated? We might not be the, this group might not be the place to talk about it, but I think it is this group's, within this group's scope to say who should be recommending, you know, how to deal with a situation where something that the new root zone LGR is no longer backwards compatible to a delegated TLD, and what to do with it. Is it a policy thing, or is it, you know, must the GP also provide a way forward to it, or both? Might be the question we at least need to point to, if not answer.
Yeah, thank you, Edmund. Yeah, I think the last sentence kind of goes to some extent to ask the GPs, if backward compatibility cannot be achieved, they must clearly identify and discuss the rationale in the roots on LGR proposal. So I think we are covering the part of rationale. If they cannot achieve it, then okay, and they can provide a reason why they cannot do that. As far as what to do next with the existing TLD and a new version of roots on LGR's determining that that label is no longer valid per the rules of the roots on LGR. That thing we don't address here. And I'm wondering if we should, or we just say in that case, future policy will need to, is it a policy? Is it implementation? Something needs to happen. And I think we could just suggest that something has to be done at that point in time, right? So mechanically, the GPs will provide the rationale, but somebody else will need to think about something else. Any thoughts?
Yes, Sarmad. Yes, Edmund.
Yeah, I guess jumping quickly in, and then Sarmad, I guess you would add. Yes, that's generally fine. It's probably my thinking is probably it's a policy thing, but it, you know, if something happens and it is desirable on whatever reason, and it could be a security consideration that something is ruled, you know, therefore not backwards compatible, it may not be the best interest to keep that TLD alive forever. Grandfathering it for a period of time and then potentially sunsetting it might be the way to go. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying we probably shouldn't jump to any conclusions there. And someone we'll need to think through this hopefully before it happens, or hopefully it never happens.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hopefully that never happens. But yeah, knowing Unicode, that's a possibility. So, all right. I think we can add a you know, small sentence just to leave the idea or the notion that if that happens, then I think most appropriate policy will need to define what to do. Okay. Yeah, right, I agree. Thank you, Edmund. Sarmat, do you want to add something?
Sure, so I copied an excerpt from the LGR procedure in the chat. Where it says that such labels are should be grandfathered or could be grandfathered, but they should not impact, I guess, the design of the root zone LGR. So there's some discussion around grandfathering such labels. And I think one of the reasons we wrote this recommendation was that if such a case arises, it really needs to be brought out at the time of public comment so that the whole community can look at the case, look at the analysis done by the GP, because obviously it's a significant thing, and collectively agree that this is something which really needs to be grandfathered and not really included in the design of the proposal to support it. So it's a big thing, and I think that's really the focus of the recommendation, that we really need to call it out explicitly. In case such a case happens before time, meaning that before the proposal is finalized by the generation panel, then I guess some of that discussion, the discussion we were having currently is sort of after the fact, that suppose this was called out and community agreed that it should be grandfathered because the LGR proposal shouldn't really be updated to accommodate it. So now what do we do? And it's certainly not captured by this recommendation, because this recommendation was originally intended to be sort of the pre-process, not the post-process. The post-process, of course, is something which has to be policy, because from a technical point of view, LGR, root zone LGR has spoken. So we can't really say much more than that from a technical perspective. So just wanted to add that sort of context in. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarma. Noted. Yes, I think we can capture that here. And if I can volunteer you to add those few sentences, if you could, that'd be great.
So you're suggesting me to add the context of this recommendation for 11, just like a summary of what I just said? Is that just to make sure that I have this right?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Okay, thank you. We'll do that. But that still doesn't address the post part of it, which I guess Edmund and you were just discussing. So is that something we want to add on top of what we already have?
Yes, I think that's the intention, yes.
Okay, and would you want to take attempt at it, or would you want me to do that as well?
Please go ahead, and we'll react to that.
Okay, will do.
Thank you, Sarma. All right, so that'll take care of 11. See if any other comments. All right. So yeah, that was the main body of the recommendation. Then we go to the contributors section. I hope we didn't miss anyone. I thank our supporting team, of course. Some of the reference, we'll make sure the reference are correct and up to date before we publish this. This is the Appendix A. So the basically all the options that we move from number 5 to here. Edmond will add something on option B. The new Appendix B is the note on single character TLDs. We basically discussed this and say this is a matter of policy, same as along the lines of brand or community CCTLDs. The roots on LGR will validate any label, even single characters, but it's a matter of policy to decide whether they allow single character TLDs. We just go into what might a useful use of the roots on LGR be in terms of single characters to label or tag those scripts, if that's the method that they want to do, right? To shortlist a certain scripts that can be eligible for single characters, or perhaps to the level of code points themselves, to tag those code points and say, yes, those are eligible. The roots on LGR will add additional information, metadata to the valid labels and say, yes, they are eligible for single character TLDs or some sort of information. Appendix C is definitions, and we'll make sure the definitions are relevant and used in the main body of the report so we don't miss. And if we need to add a few, we'll add a few, and that's it. That's basically the whole report. Any, see Edmund's hand up. Edmund, please go ahead.
Thank you. So in terms of the definition, I was wondering if we could or should try to use the definition, especially variant TLDs or variant labels and versus IDN variant labels, because there was a bit of a discussion at the IDN implementation guidelines. I understand it's not fully adopted yet, but I think that is a clearer distinguishing, you know, a way to distinguish the two. And I was hoping that would consistently be applied in future documents. So unless there is a strong reason not to, I'd like to suggest that we go with the terminology, at least in sync with the IDN implementation guidelines as it's drafted or put forward.
So let me rephrase. So you're suggesting, so right now what we're using is valid labels and variant, variant label.
Right.
Without the IDN qualifier. You're suggesting right. We add the IDN qualifier?
Correct. Because when we had the discussion at the IDN implementation guidelines discussion, we identified that when we talk about variant label or variant TLD, often that can mean many different things to many different people. And adding the qualifier helps make sure that we're talking about the LGR. It's something generated out of the LGR. And I like for us, if possible, to have discipline to continue to do that. At least I'm suggesting we do.
I understand what you're saying, and I think the reason we went for variant label without the IDN qualifier is that when early on our work, we came to the realization, right, especially those working in the Latin script generation panel, is that an IDN label can generate a variant in the Latin script, which using those coupons that are generally there are the subset, right, that are belong to the US ASCII, and therefore that label is a variant label, but it's not an IDN label. Does that make sense?
But that is precisely why I say let's go with the technical definition and make it the definition, because regardless of how you look at it, an IDN has to be involved, because there will be no case, at least not that I can foreseeably see, where both the primary and the variant are from ASCII. Those cases are not going to be handled by the LGR. So we will always be talking about an IDN variant TLD, regardless of whether the target is an IDN or the base is an IDN. Does that make sense?
You refer something, those cases are not going to be handled by the LGR. Which cases are you talking about?
Well, there won't be a case where neither the base or the primary label and the variant label are both ASCII. So there has to be, you know, out of a original and variant pair or pairs, there has to be at least one of the two must be an IDN. And therefore, when we consider using the terminology IDN variant label or IDN variant TLD, it will always stand. And so, you know, regardless of, you know, because the variant has to have at least two strings that we're talking about, right? One of them has to be an IDN.
I don't think asking only will generate the value of the other one, not at least at the top level. That is, yeah. Let's look at what the LGR, how the LGR procedure is using those terminologies, and I think that that's the way we can be conforming to the LGR procedure as well. I agree with you, Edmund, as to let's not create new terms that may confuse people. So let's use a document to anchor ourselves, and I think the LGR procedure could be one of it. I haven't looked at how the LGR procedure defines these variant labels, whether they use a qualifier or not, but let's take a look, and then we can come back to this one.
Sure.
And I see chat, Sarman. So Sarma, what we're saying is that let's review how the LGR procedure is using those terminologies and conform to that terminology. Oh, don't have labels in the LGR procedure? How do they? Oh, okay. Well, then let's use that. Yeah.
I'm talking about IDN guidelines 4, not LGR procedure. But I guess we can go back to LGR procedure as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Since we're based, our work is based on the LGR procedure, let's use the terms used there. And I think the time where IDN guidelines were done, I mean, yeah, LGR procedure existed, but that was not. I don't think we used it as a reference. So let's check on the LGR procedure, and yes, we do have variants. Yes. All right. So let me just put a note here, and and see on chat.
Yeah, I think this is from IDN guidelines.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Edmund. Yeah, I mean, we can review the two documents and make a determination which one we want to use. Here. All right. Any other final thoughts?
This is Ramad. I'd like to just make a comment separately from these recommendations.
Yep, go ahead, Sarmat.
So, as a next step, once we finalize this, I guess a step would be to send these back to the ICANN board in response to their call. So, would you want me to maybe draft a response letter and share that with you as well? So that we can, I guess, while we finalize these recommendations, we can also finalize the wording of that letter and make sure that everybody agrees with it, so that I guess the two can be done simultaneously and sent across. Thank you.
Yep, that's a good idea, Sarma. Thank you for offering that. Yes, let's do that. All right. So we've gone through the document. I think there are a couple of action items. Edmond will provide some more context or augment the Appendix B. No, I'm sorry, Appendix A on the options 4-5. And make a clarification what option B is really about. Sarmat also will expand the recommendation 11, and we need to check on this variant label terminology using the LGR procedure and IDN guidelines. All right, so we'll go through those whenever we have a complete set of additions. We'll ask you to review one more time. And hopefully we can finalize this for next week. So please, if you have not had the chance to review the whole document, this is the time to do it for final comments. And then, because we are close to just to the end, this is the last mile. So thank you for your continuous support. And if there's anything else, I'll wish you a have a great day. And good week. Okay, so
Okay.
that's it then. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dennis. Bye.
Bye-bye.